And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and I think we've got our technical problems ironed out from yesterday, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I don't know if anybody really noticed it.
Well, I certainly did, because Frank and I heard it, and I said, I called you, Phil, and I said, it sounds as if there's something...
Yeah, well, we had a little bit of... we had a gating and limiting problem.
See, that I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's very technical, Ms. Gray.
I understand that it's technical, but what does it mean?
Well, we had some settings that were wrong, okay? Nonetheless, I don't think we need to bring it up, because I think most people were probably satisfied with at least, if not the content of the show, I'm sure with the massively bitchin' audio sounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't think so highly of yourself.
Anyway, welcome to the program. Today we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who's, you know, been spending a little bit of time with us, but,
Yeah, I notice he's on quite a bit. Is this going to be a...
No, I mean, Jay Santos is a member of the staff, you know.
No, he is not a member of the staff. Where are you getting your information?
Well, he's a regular guest.
Yes, I know he's a regular... What, Phil, can I just ask something? Do you have a pain in your shoulder because you did this thing with your hand? You went...
Yeah, Phil, it was like a pose or something.
You're posing as if you're posing for, I don't know, some war statue.
Yeah. No, Margaret, I don't. I just have a way of freezing when I'm making a point and my hand and my body freeze in that position. And
all right, you don't have to give us a whole long lecture about it.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
That's a very good point.
Thank you, bud. Yeah, very good point.
Oh, isn't that nice? Just, why don't you give him a cookie, okay? Here's a cookie.
I don't want it.
Here's a cookie.
Come on. Don't give the kid a hard time when he scores one, you know.
Yeah, just suck it up.
Yeah. There, I sucked it up.
All right, so, no comment about the sucked it up, okay?
Don't say nothing about it. Got a woman talk about how she want to suck it. That's your business.
Yeah, how's it feel now, huh? If you think the swelling will go down anytime soon, forget it.
All right, so, on the show today, Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Oh, look at that. There's
Well, that is Pancho. Pancho? Pancho? Does he, I don't want to say does he come, because this one over here...
What are you saying about a cat? Cat, what a sick human being.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, he does sometimes. If you say, hey, Pancho, he may come over. He's gone now. He probably got bored with the show. He probably sat down in here to say, hey, I think I'll listen to the Phil Hendry Show and then listen to what was going on. And decided it sucked so hard, he's on his way out now. So,
Jesus, you really think a cat has that kind of... Well, that'd be funny.
No, General, cats don't really listen to radio.
I know they don't. I thought it would be funny if...
Yeah, all right, so, no, I realize that cats don't listen to the radio, but in this sense, in Pancho's sense, I think he does. I think he walked in here, took a look at us, and said, you know what, I got better things to do with my life.
So another, I just want to be clear. So in other words, okay.
Margaret, don't take it so seriously.
Yeah, Margaret, take it easy, will you? I would like you to clarify. You're saying the cat thinks I look like some kind of a freak on a leash. Is that it?
And me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Okay, folks. Yeah, this is the nut house that I live in.
No, Phil, it's not a nut house. People want to know that they're attractive and that they're entertaining. Yes, even to some... mangy, filthy, garbage can cat, all right?
And that cat is not mangy or filthy. That cat lives in a house. It doesn't go outside. It eats only the top premium foods. It smokes only the best cigars, drinks only the finest brandy, and,
When it shits. I guess cats shit too, don't they?
A little bit, yes.
All right. I bet you it doesn't stink.
No, in that case, it does. Now,
Yeah, I got a whiff of it the other day. That's cats. They drop a bomb, man. God damn.
Yeah, Mr. Emmett, that the whole hallway to your house over there.
All right, enough about the bull or cat shit. We're talking here about Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah.
Okay, and Jay is going to be on because they have started Operation Peep Tom again.
Oh, for God's sake.
Now, what is this? Is this the one where he's looking in the windows?
Now, this is his, Every summer, they go down their neighborhood streets, and they look to see if there is any anybody peeping in windows.
And he calls this Operation Peep Tom. Now, I have my questions and doubts about this, because this Major Elvis Newton travels with him, right?
Yeah, Major Newton goes out on it.
All right. He goes out, and he sits in the back, and he sits there munching these Cheez-Its and cheese bits, and the cheese, you know, the cheese bits?
Yeah.
All right, well... What I'm saying is he sits in some kind of a folding mesh lawn chair in the back of a van eating the Cheez-It or the cheese bit. Your choice.
All right, Margaret, what's the point?
The point, Phil, is the man does nothing but sit on his dead can and wait for these freaks, these guys in their pith helmets, to come back with video footage of women bending over and tying a shoe with nothing on.
Just a pair of shoes.
Yes, they're bending over to tie their shoe and they're nude. What?
Well, okay.
What's the problem, Phil?
Bending over to tie a shoe and they're nude, so,
Yeah, that's kind of weird, Miss Redding.
Are you a woman?
Well, Miss...
Are you a woman?
No, ma'am.
All right, then you don't know. Sometimes I put my shoes on and I tie them, and I know, okay, that much is done. I may go through this day without a stitch of clothing on. I may be walking down streets, down alleys even, driving, going into schools, God knows where and God knows why. And I may not have one thing on other than those shoes, but by God, I've got those. And the fact that you would question me...
All right, Margaret, just take it easy. You know, Bud, if you've got 911, just go ahead and call. Tell them we need paraldehyde and Thorazine.
How dare you?
All right, knock it off, will you? Margaret, what's your point?
My point is this guy's sticking cameras in windows.
Yeah, he does, Mr. Henry.
In windows.
I know he does, and we're going to be talking to Jay about that. But nonetheless, they have struck a deal of some kind. Whether or not it's going to happen, they have some deal to produce a series of cop-like shows, you know?
You mean like the... what's the thing they do, Bud?
But
on the cops, the thing you're like...
Oh, yeah, bad boy, bad boy. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do if the thing, you know... Yeah, that's bitching, man. You watch that show all the time.
I never miss it.
Yeah, cop... Well, I don't know if they're gonna use bad boys, but that's...
Yeah, that's the show they have on the TV.
Oh, my God. So the Citizens Auxiliary Police is gonna do a cop-style show.
Yeah, they're gonna do a cop-style show... And they'll use their theme music, you know, the dun 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 dun.
What a you know what? It's gonna be a disaster. I know that Jay means well, and I think it'll be a rip roaring, snorting, and gas emitting disaster. And I fear for all concerned. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right, that's great, Margaret. What we need right now is to get over to our good close personal friend Bob Bakian, who is ready to go. With the traffic out there on this beautiful Wednesday morning, see what things are like. Bob, how's it looking out there?
Hey, Phil, I'll tell you, we have a... Bob, hey there, there's a bunch of people out here who come riding. They've got their round town brown. Have you ever been out on that flatted or seen your pants down? Well, I'll tell you something right now. You're going to have another way into town today. Chase says the guy pulling them down, standing there and looking at everybody and pointing at it. Over here on the Zalman Freeway, out there, there's ocean coming up on the overlot. And on the overland, there's a man with an overnight stagecoach. Hey, if you want to go on Pioneer Days there in Oregon, that's the Mormons are out there shooting everybody and throwing them into a canyon. Make sure that you don't have your phones and make sure you got your pants on. Because I'll tell you right now, your pants and everything else that you are wearing, everything that you are, everything that you could be, everything that you might be, sometimes it's wrapped right up there in your pants. Bob Bakian, traffic.
And this is Harvey Wireman with today's news break on the Phil Henry Show. Well, authority. I've got new glasses, by the way, Phil. I went over to Lens Crafters. I didn't have time to go see Dr. Basifius. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. So you got new glasses?
Yeah, I got new glasses. And so tell me how it's... You don't get to do anything. Go see Mommy. You're not bringing me glasses anymore. And don't let her put my glasses on that dachshund, all right? People come by and they go, oh, hi, Harvey, because they think the dachshund's me.
Yeah, I think they're kidding.
I don't know if they're kidding.
All right, we're on the air now, Harvey.
Oh, all right. Authorities rescued a woman and her hair... Now we're born, baby.
Authorities rescued a woman.
I got it, Phil. I got it. What, am I making mistakes?
Yeah, a few.
Well, what did I mess up?
Authorities, not authorities.
There, that's what I think of that.
You tell him, Harvey.
Yeah. And her new born...
Look, Harvey, I can do this myself.
No, you look, at as bad as I do it, you do it worse. I could just...
Just let him do it.
How do you figure I'd do it worse?
Because you'd be reading it in your normal tone of voice, which is just about as dull a thing as the... Oh, man.
Yeah, just let him do it.
Oh, okay, well, thanks a lot.
Oh, don't get your feelings hurt. Authorities, or what'd you call it?
Authorities.
Authorities rescued, or would you say it was...
Rescued.
Rescued a wama.
Woman.
Yeah, and her number, Bobby.
And her newborn baby.
Oh, okay, and her newborn baby. Wow, I would never guess that that was... After her family, okay.
Family.
Oh, family, says she gave birth in a Ramada.
She gave birth.
She gave birth in a Ramada inn?
Not a Ramada, a remote part of the forest, for Christ's sake.
Hey, back it off, okay?
Well, we're just trying to get through this.
All right. In a remote, Nadiano. Forest.
National Forest.
In Northern California.
In Northern California.
All right. Well, so there's the news. I'm Harvey Wireman reporting for the Phil Hendry Show. That's all I want to do, Phil. I got to get, there's a whole, look at that, mess of flapjacks. I got to get some breakfast.
Yeah, get scrambled eggs, too.
Oh, yeah. Every day, scrambled eggs. And wait, where's my breakfast? Oh, I'm not at the diner yet.
No, you have to get in the car.
Oh, I got to get in the car and go to the diner. I thought it was ready. All right, according to Pangborn, her daughter was 9 months pregnant. French said the cause of the fire is under investigation.
What was that?
I read it out of order just for kicks. Now,
all right, Harvey, thanks so much. It's been good talking to you, and thanks for that news break.
You got it.
Well, don't look at me, friend.
We got to do something with that.
Yeah, you said that yesterday morning, that you've got to do something with it. What you've got to do with it is to tell him he can't do it anymore.
You know what? Harvey used to do a senior. You remember that senior thing, bud?
Yeah, he used to do, like, senior talk.
Maybe he can go back and do senior talk or something like that.
Yeah, that might be a way to do it.
Well, what is it you want to keep this guy on staff? What's so valuable about him?
He has a lot of expertise on stuff, you know. Plus, he's been wanting to get into the broadcast game for quite some time. Now that he's, like, what, 82? I guess he has time for it.
And it's going to be your show that he carves up.
Well, I, you know.
Well, Phil, you don't... I mean, you don't have to, you know, you really don't have to take your entire show and throw it into a furnace. But if you want to do that, I guess that's your right.
No, I don't. But I want to make sure that the... I like Harvey. He's been valuable to us down through the years. I remember back in the days and... Long before any of you ever met Harvey, man, I knew this guy.
Oh, here we go, down memory lane.
Now, Miss Hunt, where'd you meet Harvey?
I met him in Minnesota. And Harvey was up there doing some work, and he said, you know, why don't you come on down to L.A.? And I said, well, I was in Minneapolis at the time.
Now, what year was this?
This was in 93. And Harvey was the guy that told me all about the Untouchables. He told me all about Dillinger and all the guys that, when they used to go from Chicago up to St. Paul, you know, and they used to hang out and they hit out in some of these remote areas in Wisconsin. He gave me the lowdown on all that stuff. And at the time, I think he had maybe a friend or some relatives or something. He was doing some work there in suburban Minneapolis. He said, well, whenever you get out to L.A., look me up. So I did, you know.
Well, now, what about in Miami? Was he there with you?
Occasionally, I'd see him in Miami, yeah. But when I got to L.A., he was in Miami with me a lot, yeah. So it was like when I met you, Margaret, down in Miami.
Well, a lot of people think that you and I met in Miami. Wait a minute now. I didn't live in Miami.
Ms. Gray, you had a lateral lisp.
I had a what?
You had a lateral lisp. You said a lot of people think.
Let me try it again. A lot of people think that you... Oh, fuck.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. Something's loose. Can you see it?
Can I see what, Margaret? I'm not a dentist.
Look at this. It is loose or not.
Yeah, Margaret, it looks like there's a big black hole where your tooth used to be.
Oh, God, son of a bitch. I tell you what, can I just take a break? I need to push, so I got to cram something up in here.
Well, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go out to the car and see if there's something I can shove up in here.
You know, watch when you say that.
Don't piss me off this early in the show, okay?
What?
Don't piss me off!
Don't piss her off.
Well, I mean, why do I piss you off?
Talking about me shoving sexy lips in.
Yeah, it's gonna shove it. Ah! God damn it!
Don't suck her, that's a shoving.
Hey, bud, don't talk about her shoving. All right, go ahead and see what you can find.
Oh, yes, sir.
The hell happened to her?
I don't know. She lost a... I don't know.
Don't talk about shoving lips, see?
What?
Don't suck shoving lips.
We can't understand a word you're saying.
What are we trying to say?
Fuck it.
All right. That's great. So we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and we've got Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be talking with us about this Operation Peep Tom for the summer of 2015 on its way. Well, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, if you come to our website, which is philhendryshow.com, you see the Amazon banner there? Go ahead and click on that Amazon banner if you want to hire a plumber. No. Click on the Amazon banner.
Yeah, you got, like, movies and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Click on the Amazon banner if you want to get downloads, you want to get movies, you want to get cool stuff like that, books. As I mentioned to you, and I don't think I can say this enough, we're big, big believers at our house in the Amazon option on our television. You know, some people love Netflix. Everybody's all about Netflix. That's fine. Great. Netflix is great, you know, for people that are, if you're into the pedestrian thing, if you're into television, you know, that's fine. But if you're like me and like people that I know and hang out with the, well, let's say people that are a cut above, well,
Phil, why don't you knock it off with your, you know, people are going to start thinking you don't think your stuff smells.
Yeah, Jerry.
All right. Anyway, if you like, a wide variety of film as well as TV shows, and some of the rare TV shows like the new Catastrophe, which is over from England with Rob Delaney and friends. Or if you want to see, a potpourri of things, especially some of the great documentaries, I would recommend Amazon. That's me personally. That's what I like. That's me. See? That's me. Maybe you're different, but I like what I like, see?
You sound like that guy in Boogie Nights. He talks about he likes to have a sucker in his mouth and butter in his...
All right, thank you. So anyway, visit our Amazon banner there. Click on that shit and have yourself a blast, man. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for our good friend Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. God damn it, bud. Turn that down.
Sorry.
I think blasting my freaking ears out, man. And Jay, how are you?
Phil is doing very good. We're getting ready for coming out here and get together Peep Tom 2015.
Any
Phil.
State are broken. A duly authorized organization swings into action.
Yeah.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Right now, Phil, I tell you where we are right now. It's just essentially, you know, cruising around, trying to just, in our own way, trying to make sure that we've got a good handle on what's going to be happening here in the next several months. Because what is happening for the next several months, Phil, is we're going to be going through the neighborhoods. We're going to be looking and see if there are women who are being compromised, if there are women who are being taken advantage of with these peep tom, what we call a peep tom. I know the technical term is a peeping tom, but for us in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and for me and mine, we prefer to shorten it. It's something that police are going to do, and we call it peep tom. The program, the project, which originated last summer, will continue. And I'm just one more comment, Phil. I know you have some questions you probably want to ask. Extra comment would be that we do have right now a deal in place with a production company. We hope is...
Well, I wanted to get to that. What is the name of the production company?
I'm really not at liberty to say right now, but we are going to produce a series of Citizens Auxiliary Police shows that we hope will, you know, people are going to enjoy and they'll like to watch, you know.
Okay, fine. Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us. Now, you guys are out and about tonight doing what?
We're out and about tonight, and we're going to be looking for Peep Tom, or Operation Tommy Peep.
What is the name of this thing? I know that it's called Peeping Tom.
Yeah, it's called Peeping Tom, but that's not the name of the operation.
What is the name of your operation?
Did you get your tooth fixed, Ms. Gray?
I did, thank you. I had to cram a piece of cardboard up in there.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not. And believe me when I tell you that Dr. Sanders will hear from me first thing in the morning. I went over there to have a... What are you looking at, bud?
Ew, God! What's happened?
What do you mean? What are you looking at?
Well, you got a piece of cardboard. I thought I went to a doctor.
The doctor put a crown in there, and it wasn't worth the... I'll tell you what right now. The crown that he put in my tooth was probably how much his education cost to get through dental school. I think the amount that he spent on the crown he put up there and the amount that he spent to get himself through dental school, probably something around $9.95. Never mind.
So in other words, you got a cheap job done.
Yes, I think so.
So in other words, you had to,
Phil, there's not this in other words. I'm telling you.
But Margaret, you jammed cardboard up in there because the crown fell off.
If the crown didn't fall off, it has a hole in it. So there's air getting through, and as a result, you're hearing that lateral lisp. So what I did was, I took the cardboard from a cigarette pack, and I found this cigarette pack in Bud's gear over there, so don't worry, it's not me smoking.
Bud took my cigarettes?
I didn't take your... Never mind.
Just tell the story.
And I formed a plug, and I plugged it up in there.
So you put a plug in it?
You fucking...
Hey, come on!
Don't see it!
You know, Phil, I don't have time for this bull, you know?
All right, fine. I just wanted to find out about...
What bull?
Ms. Gray, I've got bigger fish to fry, okay? I got way bigger fish to fry.
Oh, do you now? You have bigger fish to fry.
Hey, look, I'll tell you something, Santos. The only fish you got to fry, my friend, is probably when you get home, you'll pull something out of the freezer, lay that in a pan with a little bit of oil and butter, and perhaps a bit of garlic, cook it for about 3.5-4 minutes, try and take a bite out of that, realize it's inedible, throw it in the street.
Yeah!
Well, that's a real put-down.
You know, this guy...
Hey, General, that one more time you try to get out a good put-down, you can't say diddly squid.
Diddly squid?
Now, look, Santos, everybody knows you ain't a cop.
Hey, let me tell you what. Whether you people there think I'm a cop or not, the fact that we've got Operation Tom Peep is going to save a lot of women.
Operation Tom Peep now? I thought it was called Peeping Tom.
It is called the guy that looks through a window to try to get his cookies, that's called a Peeping Tom.
Yes, so why don't you call it that?
Because we call it Operation Tom Peep.
What do you mean, Operation Tom Peep? You said it's Tom Peep.
Yeah, it's Tom Peep.
No, you said Palm Peep.
All right, it's Operation Peeping Tom. How about that?
No. It's Operation Peeping Tom. It doesn't make any difference. Who gives a shit?
Hey, Jay, watch the language.
You guys get to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm the host of the show. So you are out right now, out and about, and...
That's right, Phil, and what we're going to do is monitor the radio. Turn the radio up, will you? Hey, Gleason, turn it up.
Yeah, okay.
Phil, friend. I'm on channel 16. What do you got over there? Got a front friend. Okay, we got a peeper. We got a peeper. Let's go. Go, 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 go.
Now, you have a peeper where?
We have a peeper over here on Harlan. And, and we're just turning up Harlan now. There's a woman who's bent over, and she's got the comics spread out on the floor, and apparently she's laying on the floor stark naked.
And you know this how?
Because one of our Ospers is over there right now. He has identified a peeper. Criminal man's drunk a peep. All right. Once we get over there, Phil, we're going to jump from the vehicle. We got it. Major Elvis Newton is with us. Major Newton, are you all right?
I'm fine, yes. That's exciting.
And here's a box of those cheese bits, too. Major Newton likes to have. You want the cheese bits or what?
Oh, I want squeeze cheese.
Major Newton needs the squeeze cheese. Who's got the squeeze cheese? So, Phil...
Now, Major Elvis Newton is with you, the founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That is correct. He's with us here. He's watching one of a closed circuit. What are you watching right now?
I've got a Wheel of Fortune.
He's got a Wheel of Fortune on now, but he will. And Major Newton...
What is the purpose of Major Newton being there?
Yeah, what is he doing besides eating squeeze cheese?
Why don't you go straight to hell?
What does that mean?
Jay, what was that all about?
I'm getting sick and tired of all the smart asses and everything like that. All right, pull up here. All right, we're going to jump out. And Major Newton, you all right? Front to center stream. Let's go, 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 go. All right, we're going through, Phil. Right now, on our way over to this address at 2515 Halderin.
Front
stream.
Is there a Peeping Tom at that address?
Yes, ma'am, there is. Okay. All right, we're at the window here. Is this the bedroom window here?
That's the red bedroom where the lady is.
All right, looking in the window to see where if there is nudity. And again, Mr. Andy, you got to understand, we're not. We have to check to make sure that there was no peeper looking at a nude. All right.
Well, what are you looking at?
We're looking at what? Yeah, she is nude, right?
Yeah, it is. Oh yeah.
Hold on for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Excuse me?
Now, what are you doing, Santos?
I'm looking at the lady.
Hold on for a minute. Oh, yeah. Yeah, check it out, will you? Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Excuse me, sir. I'm Jay Sanis.
What are you guys doing?
We don't put that weapon down, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Sounds like Jay has a visitor there.
It sounds like a husband.
Where are they anyway? In the jungle? It sounds like it's Ramar of the jungle.
Sir, put down a weapon, okay? What are you doing on my butt? Sir, we were checking to see if your wife, she is nude, and there was a peeper here.
Yeah, I said there's a peeper. It was you guys.
No, it was not us, sir. Put the weapon down. All right, Gleason, one, two, and go. Three-step drop. Hey, what's that up there? It looks like Superman.
Huh?
Got him. Get the weapon away. Get the weapon.
Citizen units.
All right, one in custody. One in custody.
Hey, Sanders, you have no right to pull a guy into custody.
We do if he pulls a weapon on us, and this guy pulled a weapon.
Yeah, probably pulled a weapon, all right. You had your weapon pulled.
Hey, you know something, Dickman? Even if I had, that's called collateral, okay?
Even if you had what?
If I had my...
Oh, my God.
If I had my wiener out, okay?
Hey, you guys are going to be in trouble.
Now, sir, you pulled a weapon. We were checking for a peeper. We did have an identity of a peeper, Tom. Are you the husband here?
That's my wife. Guy peeking at her.
There was a man peeping in.
I know. It was you.
No, it was not us, sir.
21-53. 21-53 in the prime time.
All right. We're going to head on back to the truck now, and we're going to get this guy in custody. Get in the back.
What are you guys doing? It's kidnapping.
Get in there, you slob. All right, Phil, we're on our way to another call now. Hey, Jay, keep saying...
Jay, can you talk to me for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
You got a guy there, a husband, who thinks you're peeping in his wife's window. What happened there?
We had a peeper in the area. How many times do I gotta tell you?
Jay, all we know is that you went over there because you said there was someone peeping in the window. By the time you got over there, this is what we heard. You were going, almost as if you were getting your cookies.
Yeah, why don't you admit it, Santos? You're looking in the window getting your cookies.
No, I was not. That is called residual and collateral. It's going to happen. You're going to look in the window, you're going to see a lady there, and you're going to see her naughty, you know.
Oh, you're going to see her naughty. This guy, Santos, is a danger to every living, swinging dick out there.
God!
Hey, General,
No, I mean it. And, Henry, if I put it on you, you better get the cops on this guy.
What are you going to call cops on?
All right, now, where are you going now?
What did I just say? Hold on for a minute.
You're looking for another peeper.
No, we got a report of another peeper.
What about my wife? Why don't you just shut your mouth? Major Newton's going to read you your rights.
Yeah, the right to remain silent. My name is Major Elvis Newton. How are you?
I don't know who you are.
Clementine Supreme. All right, we got another one, Phil. This is a peeper over on Jefferson. Jefferson Circle or Jefferson Drive?
Jefferson.
Yeah, is it Jefferson Circle or Jefferson Drive? Say again.
Got peep Tom Babbitt. Peep Tom Jefferson.
Jefferson Circle or Jefferson Drive? Which is it? Sandermack. Is it Jefferson Circle or Jefferson Drive?
Jefferson Circle.
I didn't say it the first time, okay? Because we can't... All right, hit it. It's on Jefferson Circle, Phil. We got an emergency now, so we do feel... All right, hit it. There's a guy looking in a window down there on Jefferson Circle. And as soon as we get... Pull it up there now. Let's,
Don't see him through with my bed.
All right, Phil, we're running over. Peeping Tom over the window here on a three.
Have you caught up to the guy?
No, we're standing at the window right now.
Let me tell you something, man. This sounds pretty sick, okay?
Oh, my God. Are you trying to say I'm getting a cookie?
That's exactly what we're saying. It sounds like you're standing at the window there.
Let me explain something to you, General, because I know you're in the military, but you know how police work. That's residual, okay?
What do you mean by residual?
Yeah, you've been saying that now.
Residual is, yeah, of course, if I look in a window to make sure the lady's okay, to see if the peeper looked at her. If the peeper looked at her, then she was violated. His eyeballs, technically speaking, his eyes violated her. So I want to look and see. She's nude. And so she's been violated, even though she may not have known that he was there. Now, the residual effect is I'm going to look and see her nude, naturally. Oh, wow, Vance, you're saying I'm not allowed to get excited.
Oh, God, so in other words, you are standing there panting like an animal, like a 14-year-old...
Yeah, so I mean...
Like a 14-year-old boy, and you're going...
Ms. Gray, you got to understand something. You know, first of all, I don't... Well, forget it. Stand up to the scene, Elvis Newton. What's going on?
Elvis Newton, okay.
Major Newton has just been attacked by the man that, we gotta get back. Come on.
You're running back to the truck, right?
No, I'm still here looking at the naked lady.
Would you come on, man?
All right, let's go. Let's go, 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 go. Hey, what do you think you're doing, huh?
I hit this old man over the head.
He hit me over the head. Take him into custody. Why, you dirty... Ow! Put him back in the truck.
You know, you guys have kidnapped that man. You're looking at a woman's window. You think this is going to be on TV. It may be on TV if you guys ever get out of prison, which I seriously doubt is ever going to happen. Good. Now, where are you going now? Sounds like the,
Yeah, we got another one. Got another one. No, actually, we're leaving that guy in the dust. Okay, yeah, good. Did you kick him out?
I kicked the guy out.
I threw him out, I think, the better part of valor.
All right, so Major Newton threw that guy out of the truck?
That's right.
You guys got, you know something to what I'm going to do, Santos? I'm going to call the cops on you after this show and let them know about everything I've heard.
That's your word against mine. It's going to be your word against mine.
Well, we have the address. Do we have the addresses, bud?
Of what?
Of where these women were being peeped.
Not really.
Mr. Henry, you don't think I'm completely stupid, do you? I made up those street names and the addresses. We did have actual real live peeps. We peeped, and we know that the peeper did. But we didn't give you no real address. It's Jay Santos, and this is going to be, see, that's the hallmark of the new show that we're going to do. We're going to say, yeah, we're looking at peepers, but guess what? Maybe no, we're not looking at peepers, and you don't know what the hell it is we're doing. So I hope to, you know, why is that a helicopter, man? That sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? Sound like that to you?
You know something, Santos?
What?
I don't know why it is I put you on the air myself.
Maybe it's on account of you love me.
Yeah, that's it, Santos. We love you. Jesus.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories.
The guys that couldn't capture those two escapees from upstate New York.
Excuse me. Hey, wait. Shut up. Oh, my God. Did I just hear what you said?
What is it with you, man?
Oh, did I just hear what you said?
Did you hear me say what?
Did you say the guys that couldn't capture the guys that was in the upstate, in the prison of the upstate New York?
Yes.
All right, well, that's actually pretty accurate, so I guess I don't have really much to... Sorry.
Yeah, you better believe it's accurate.
All right, fine. You want to stick it in and break it off, Phil? God. All I'm trying to do is save lives, you know, and you want to stick it in and break it off.
You know, Jay... I am so upset with this program today that I think I may blow another hole in a crown.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I knew you'd read something filthy into that. Would you turn this goddamn...
This is the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have been...
Goodbye. Boy.
I thought he contracted to have that entire thing played.
Oh, did he contract for that? Well...
Hey, look, Phil, don't get on me.
Yeah, apparently they did contract to have it played.
I don't care what he contract with us.
Yeah, apparently they did. He signed a contract with a Phil Henry show, Siempre Incorporated, to have that played.
Well, I've got big news for you, man. Anybody that signed a deal like that is fired, number one. I want to see the paperwork, number two. Did it go through my lawyers?
I don't know. All I can tell you is that Santos goes around town crowing about the fact that he's got a deal with your show... In which you're supposed to play that clown music.
Well, it isn't clown music. It is the Highway Patrol theme.
I don't know. What do you mean Highway Patrol?
That's the old theme from a TV show. I got to tell you something. Everything that I heard Jay doing there, from jerking off in front of the window.
You really think that was going on?
Oh, without question. Without question.
Yeah, I mean, he's all standing there going.
Yeah, but the guy's perving out and everything.
Well, if that's the case. And I came out of my home and I saw some guy standing at a window. Oh, man, you know, the fantasy that goes through my mind of taking a guy like that apart.
Woo!
Now, I'll tell you what.
Well, if that's the case, then absolutely the police should be alerted.
Well, like I said, the guy's giving out fake addresses. He can claim he never was there. As a matter of fact, maybe he wasn't there.
Well, what do you think? He made the whole thing up?
I don't know. I don't know whether there was a peeper at those addresses or not. Santos has been, ever since Cops went on the air, That guy has been hungry. He's been thirsting to have a show on that is like that. That's going to be a cop-style show that features the Citizens Auxiliary Police. That has been his dream. That has been his, whatever you want to call it. That's been his nightmare. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Got a little bit more of the show here. What do we got coming up, bud?
I got Austin Amarca more on a Confederate flag.
Austin Amarca from Don't Mess With Texas coming up on the Confederate flag here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray reminding you to get your backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, the full year backstage pass, or, if you will, six-month or monthly. This allows you access to truly one of the most revolutionary radio and podcast presentations in the history of God and man on this planet. I know that I've been very critical of Phil over the past. I know that I have been probably foremost in casting the aspersions that I do. However, I must admit, Phil's talent far outweighs any that is currently on the scene. And believe me, I've followed and written about many of them. Why, just last year...
All right, Margaret, can we...
I'm sorry. So, get a backstage pass at philhendryshow.com and live, for the first time perhaps in your life, live.
All right, man. So, thank you, Margaret. That was very nice of you.
Well, just don't let it all swell your...
His what?
His, you know... Did I say dick?
No, I didn't even say...
He didn't either.
Well.
Anyway, thank you very much, Margaret, for that. That was great. And you wrapped it up with Belting Bud. I'm going to have to call a halt to that, okay?
And he's allowed... Oh, my God. So you're saying he's allowed to look me up and down and make these little comments?
No, he's not. But I can't have you smacking him around because we're going to get some people...
One of these days, it may take years, but someone's going to complain.
Exactly. Austin Amarca is a guy that we had on the show, a number of years ago, talking about a variety of different topics. Austin's an interesting guy. I like Austin. He's a cabinet guy. He does a lot of cabinetry work, you know what I'm saying, General?
Yeah, one of these guys is a carpenter.
Yes, he's a carpenter.
Oh, I love the carpenter. If I were a carpenter and you were my baby, I'd have you anyway. You know, what are you looking at now?
I don't think it goes like. I think it was if I was a carpenter.
If I was a what is that?
Yeah, was you kind of went blah blah blah.
Oh, did I now? The song goes.
Phil, don't get into my face and go. The song goes. Just say it very gently, please.
The song goes. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady.
No, 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 Phil, no.
Yes, yes.
Does the song mention a baby?
Yeah, you're right, Miss Gray. It does say about a baby.
Yes. If I were... Just please, don't interrupt me.
Margaret, I think...
If I were the carpenters and you were a baby, I'd have you... Well, I guess what were they saying? I'd have you on the stage and continue my singing, you know. See, this is the improvisational aspect, Phil.
The song goes, Margaret, because it was written by a great songwriter named Tim Hardin, and he...
Who?
Tim Hardin, a fantastic songwriter.
I never heard of him.
Really? Did you ever hear that song...
I don't know. Can we stick to the point?
No, wait. Did you ever hear the song, If I Listen Long Enough to You?
No, I didn't.
You never heard... What's the other one, Phil?
You never heard the song, what was it?
Yeah, if I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way
to believe that it's all true.
I never heard that crap. What next?
Do you remember the song? Don't make promises you can't keep.
No. 1,000 times, no. Get to the song that we know this guy wrote. It's called what?
If I Were a Carpenter.
And how does it go? If I were a carpenter and you were the baby.
No. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady.
Well, if you were a carpenter is a big question. I am a lady. All right.
Yay!
I'm Margaret Gray.
That's a good one, Margaret. Really got him.
Yeah, you really got me with that shot. Oh, well, I might as well.
Don't be ingracious in defeat. You know, there's enough of the glory to go around.
So, Austin Amarca, before I flip my lid, on the line with us here from Lancaster, California. And Austin, I think, is at a local... where are you right now, Austin?
I'm right now at the shopping center here, just picking up some groceries, getting a bag. They got a Ferris wheel out here. My little girl's on it right now.
Austin, the Confederate flag. You're from Texas originally, right?
Yeah, I'm from the same place that Vernon Dozier does. The man you have on is a high school football coach.
Yeah, so that's San Antonio.
Yeah, I come from a place called Matding, which is about 30 miles south of San Antonio.
All right, and the Confederate flag, the Confederate flag controversy you've commented on before on our show. You're a Californian now. Why does it matter to you?
Well, I think it matters to anybody who's a believes in a tradition, believes in family, believes in the in the traditional values that make this country what it is. And there's just so much that's going by the wayside now. I think a lot of us are very, you know, we're worried about the future of the country. We want to see the country survive.
Now, let me ask you something. It's Austin, right? This is General Shaw.
Yes, sir. Austin Mark.
All right. How does this represent the country when it's the battle flag of a nation, a supposed nation that we defeated?
Well, you say a supposed nation.
Well, it was not, in point of fact, a recognized country.
I would beg to differ that it was a recognized country by some countries recognized it.
Like, for instance?
Well, I think Great Britain did.
All right, I don't think this is the point, though.
I'm going to answer the general's question. You know, you say it's, let's just say it was the flag of a defeated nation or whatever you want to call it. It represents the tradition of the South. You know, even in defeat, you can't really stamp out tradition.
Now, what tradition is that?
Well, it's the tradition that I just told you about. It's the Southern tradition, which is family,
Well, look, are you saying that family...
Let me finish here, okay?
Yeah, let him finish, General.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You have to understand, I'm a member of the United States Army, and there's only one flag that I salute.
And, you know, General, there's only one flag I salute. I salute the flag of the United States of America, don't get me wrong, but the Confederate battle flag represents a time and a place when some people wanted to stand up for a tradition.
But what the general's asking is, what is the tradition?
Well, the tradition was of home and hearth and family.
Well, talk about a white family.
Yeah, what about a white family?
No, it's not about white families. It's about family. I mean, a lot of the people that fought for that flag was white, yeah. But,
say that represents black people?
Say that again?
Do you think that flag represents black people?
Well, I don't think it's fair to have a black man here angry at me because...
Wait, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Yes, indeed, what does that mean?
No, it's difficult for me, a Southerner, defending the Confederate flag, to have to try to defend it while an angry black guy is yelling at me because it throws me off. And
what do you mean it throws you off?
It's tough for me to defend it when a guy whose ancestors were slaves...
Yeah, you don't know how to do it, man, because it scares you.
It doesn't scare me at all. I'm a Southerner. I'm not as scared of nothing, but it throws me off to talk about Southern tradition and pride. And
what do you mean Southern tradition and pride?
I mean Southern tradition and pride.
Let's not have a million people talking to him at once.
Thank you, Mr. Andrew. Appreciate that. Southern tradition and pride is a very, very important, but when there's a black guy yelling at me...
It's hard to remember.
It's tough for me to remember what it... You know...
So, in other words, the black people don't represent... That flag doesn't represent black people.
I've got pictures of black people waving the Confederate flag.
Well, I want to be the interviewer here, okay?
Yeah, as long as the questions is fair, Mr. Henry.
Well, let's go to those pictures of black people waving a Confederate flag. Now, are you're telling me that there is a significant enough portion of Southern blacks, or let's just say African Americans, who really embrace that flag, and they're not just mocking it, they're not trying to, as they say, claim it and turn it into something else. They recognize it for what it is.
I think, yeah, the pictures that I've seen.
Well, I've seen those pictures, and those people look like they're mocking it, like they're playing some part, like black redneck, like it's a piece of theater. I don't know that you can hang your hat on that.
Well, hang my hat. Your picture is worth 1,000 words.
All right, so you're pretty comfortable that the Confederate flag represents black traditions and black pride and black Southern heritage as well as white.
you know, see, I didn't anticipate you'd be asking me.
Yeah, right there. You didn't anticipate, did you?
Well, hey, General, I'm not being rude to you. Why are you being rude to me?
I didn't mean to be rude.
Yeah, well, you can't answer a question about Black Pride.
I think that black people who grew up in the South recognize that whites need to have... It's not that it represents black people or that black people like that flag. I think the white man needs a flag in the South because to be a white man in the South is to be pretty beat down. There ain't too many things in this world more beat up and beat down. And if you look at the average... Well, see, now I'm going to...
Well, go ahead, say it.
Yeah, but it's going to be misunderstood.
Well, you know what? So far, I don't understand anything you're saying. Let me say something.
Well,
I appreciate and I admire you, Austin, for coming on the show. I really do, honest to God. And I don't want to come on here and beat you up. And I do want to hear what you have to say. And I think it's not fair of you four...
Phil, I have tried to be fair.
Well, wait a minute. I just don't think it's fair of you four to jump all over him. Let him explain himself. And I know you have a point of view, and I want to hear it.
Well, I mean, look, it's very, and I appreciate that very much, Phil. It's very difficult to see a photograph of a guy. When you look at the average Southern man, there's a lot of pain there because, and I mean white man, because the ears, I don't know.
The ears? Go ahead.
What about the ears?
It's just that the ears are going to be bigger, the chin is going to be weaker. The eyes closer together, and I'm telling you.
So now you are admitting it.
No, I'm not admitting any. I'm just saying we've had to put up with a lot. We've had to overcome a lot. We've had to overcome.
Well, you're saying you've had to overcome genetic failings.
I'm just saying that for whatever reason, when you look at the average Southern man, the white man, you know
what? What about the average Southern black man?
It tends to be more among the... The ears fan out. The brow is this thing.
So you're saying there is an inbred aspect?
No, ma'am, I did not. I didn't say any of that. I just said that I think in the course of the war, a chromosome or two or three, or I don't know how many chromosomes can get can slip away. And I think chromosomes either slipped away or just gave up.
Well, chromosomes don't give up. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that war, the Civil War, we have still not overcome it physically. I think it was such a beating and so brutal that there's something wrong with the way we look. I look in a mirror and I go, what happened? You know, before the Civil War, I think we were normal. It's almost like Cro-Magnon versus human. It's not bad, but it ain't too good. So you don't want to understand.
Hey, look, I would rather not understand, because I think what you're saying is real cuckoo, you know?
All right, well, thank you.
No, but I'd rather think that you're making a mistake there. Nobody is complaining about whether or not a chromosome slipped away.
Yes, and this idea that Cro-Magnon versus normal man, we're talking about the flag and the racial tension in that part of the world.
I'm saying to the average black American, if you look at what the white man in the South is today, with the ears, with the chin, with the eyes too close together, the big brow. I mean, how could you say, oh, you don't get to have your flag? I don't have nothing if I don't have the flag.
All right, relax now.
Well,
so in other words, you need to have your Confederate flag because your eyes are too close together.
All right, you know, I know when a guy's...
No, but I mean, that's a valid question.
No, I'm not saying because my eyes are too close to you. I'm saying, give me something, will you? I had my ass kicked in a war, and for the last over 100 years, I had my ass kicked. Ass kicked, ass kicked, ass kicked.
What about black people in the South who've had their ass kicked?
Oh, here we go. Every time I turn around, I got to hear about a black... I was just saying the other day to my wife, Nursey, I said, why can't somebody take one good long look at me, my teeth, my eyes, my ears, my forehead, and say, you know what, we need to pay more attention to this guy. We've been spending so much time worrying about whether black folks have their rights.
I got to disagree with you there.
Now, you were...
No, listen, what we're saying here, Austin, is very, very simple. You know, no matter how ugly you are, when you look in a mirror, there are African Americans that had it much, much worse. Couldn't ride on a bus, couldn't eat at the lunch counter, all of the things that we know from Jim Crow and beyond. The lynchings, the Ku Klux Klan, being lynched, by the way, and being treated with the kind of hatred we're talking about by people that look just like you with bad teeth and the big ears. I'm sorry.
You know what? I liked you better when you had a hole in your tooth.
Oh, is that right?
All right, look at Austin. You can't get out of this with,
I'm saying...
You're not saying anything. So the bottom line is, if you wave that flag, you wave that flag for white Southerners, not for blacks.
Yeah, but we're waving it for white Southerners that are really bad off, probably worse off than black. And
yeah, because you've got a chromosome missing.
Because when I look in the mirror, I'm looking at a guy that looks more Cro-Magnon than human. Now, why can't you guys relate to that?
I think that's a load of shit, okay?
Oh.
That's right.
Oh.
Don't talk about Cro-Magnon. You mean you're not evolved?
I'm saying we're evolved, but I'm saying we've been beat up, beat down, brung down, dragged up, dragged down, run over, and thrown in a tree, okay? In other words, we're like a dead cat.
Mr. Remarka, would you get back on the phone?
I don't want to.
Get on the phone.
Okay.
I hope and pray that somewhere along the line, the truth can, as they say, set you free. That flag is, while embraced by you and embraced by a great many people who see it as a very benevolent thing and a beautiful thing, is seen by other people who came up in this country through some very, very difficult and unfair circumstances. Slavery, Jim Crow, that flag represents that. If you embrace that flag, you're basically saying, screw all of them. This is for all of us ugly white guys because our ears are too big.
I didn't say that.
Well, yes, you did say that. Yes, you did say that. And you are willing to offend all of the African-American people out there because your eyes are too close together and your teeth are bad.
Okay, fine. You get up in the morning looking like me. Then tell me whether you need a flag. That's the only... I can look in the mirror and I see bad teeth, eyes too close together, a big high forehead that you could, in the words of Matt Dillon, that you could shoot a movie, you could screen a movie on my forehead. Fuck it.
What are you laughing at? Well, I mean, you got to admit that last line.
And the effort and the hanging up?
Mr. Marquez had his shot with us. I've said to him before, I've said to many guests, do not hang up on me or you will be, sorely sorry for that. And I think that...
You don't want to have him back on the show.
For what, man? For what?
Well, I mean, that guy, when he started talking about his head being too big and...
His head isn't too big for... I looked at the guy.
You've seen a picture of him.
Yes.
What does he look like?
Well, he's not the best looking guy. He does have the big fan ears. His ears look like a couple of doors that are open on a car. He's got the weak chin. He's got the typical, but I'll say this. Hey, too bad for you, pal. You know, nobody forced your uncle to have sex with your sister so that you could be born. You see?
What?
Dickman, if you go wah one more time.
I told you about that wah stuff, bud.
I'm sorry.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for our show. Oh, one more announcement. We have a drawing tomorrow. We're going to do a raffle.
Oh, this is for your headphones.
Yes. On tomorrow's show, we are drawing the winner of our microphone.
Yes, the old microphone from the studio.
Yes. And we do have some pictures of the old microphone. I think if you see the email that we've sent out, you'll see me with a picture there of Thunder the Cat. And there is the old mic. The old mic looks very much like the new mic. The old mic looking like the new mic. You know, I'm trying to think of that.
That's the song by the what is it?
By the who? Same as the old mic.
Whatever, Phil.
So, anyway, we'll have a drawing tomorrow on the show for the winner of our old microphone, the old Electro-Voice microphone. If you are a BSP, current or new, you know, if you're a longtime BSP or a new BSP, you're all in the running. Thank you very much for being with us, folks. It's been fun. Thank you, Mr. Remarka, wherever you are. Thank you, Jay Santos, with your Operation Peep Tom or whatever the...
World-famous Phil...
Go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Don't forget, on July the 9th, we dropped the very first episode of The Science of the Funny. And we are in the process of producing our second episode. Very excited. Thanks to Podcast One for making it happen. Phil Henry, so long.
You did that like Dick Clark, you know?
Turn the mics off, bud.
Oh, sorry.